Could you imagine walking around playing Pokemon Go and then stumbling into something that you had no intention of even seeing? We've seen tons of stories like this, right?
Right.
When Pokemon Go got to be a big deal, like a kid found a dead body. This goes right in line with that. A guy was playing Pokemon Go down in the Dominican Republic after hours. This is the thing. It brings people into these areas that they've got no business being in.
Right.
This guy was in an office park after hours. And let's just say he caught two people doing laundry, if you catch my drift, in front of a window in an office building. So he said, forget Pokemon Go. Let me fire up the old camera and put this video on YouTube.
That was the only thing that was able to tear him away from the game was the sultry laundry act.
Perfect. Yes. That was it. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, man. I can't believe this is still a thing.
Really?
It's still, I say this every week, but it's still happening. And you know what? I'm going to just put this out there. You know, we've talked about a long time that, you know, what's socially acceptable whenever it comes to being on your phone all the time, like during dinner time or like in a meeting or something. And I think that I am refusing to accept that Pokemon Go is socially acceptable. Putting my foot down right now.
Put your foot down.
I'm
like
putting
that?
My foot down. Yeah.
I don't know, man. How am I going to get through all the boring things in life, like driving a car down I-40, walking down the street, doing normal everyday deals?
You know, it's hard being an adult and a human and interacting with other adult humans.
I've caught 14 Pokemon while we've been sitting here talking, Corey. I mean,
I'm done with it. I'm over it.
That's fine. That means there'll be more Pokemon for me to catch. If that's how it's going to be.